John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
In life, unfortunately, all good things come to an end.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's game two, Yankees versus the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays took game one in boring and bad fashion. The Yankees bats fell asleep. And now we hope they have awoken. We will be manifesting positive energy today because Nestor's on the bump. Jake,
what's up? Dog.
Zach's Hacks, Nestor on the bump in a must-win game. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Zach is back, his first pregame show of the year. BBD tried to sit in, stabbed him. Not cool. Had a talking to,
with
reset.
A silly straw.
Stabbed him with a silly straw. His personal silly straw, if you know what I mean. So it's good to be back.
Wonky Willy. I didn't think of it quick. That was going to be good. I didn't think of it fast enough.
Last night's game stunk.
I forgot about it already.
And we're putting it in our rear view.
Yeah. No, it's in my rear view.
And we've got a lineup.
We do have a lineup. On the pregame show today, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to go over the lineup. Jake's going to give you a what to watch for. I'm going to give you a what to watch for. Then we will talk about the starting pitching and the pitching path to victory. After that, we will each make a homer draft pick. Then we will decide if we are going to bet the over or the under in the game. Then we will share some premonitions, and then we will stand up.
Yeah. Hell yes.
And now you know. For all of you that didn't know beforehand, now you know now. Jake, would you like me to start by reading the lineup?
Yeesh.
Because I want you to read it.
At third base, the bringer of rain, you know him, Josh Donaldson. In center field, bring your gavel, it's Aaron Judge. Your designated hitter today, former Cubs great, it's Anthony Rizzo. Manning the right field porch area. How about Giancarlo Stanton, former Marlin? DJ LeMahieu, a second baseman at first. Here's Gleyber. Torres at second. Your left fielder, Hicks. Catcher, Kyle Higgins-Shimioka. And your shortstop, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, kicked off the Rangers. Starting pitcher, Nestor Cortes Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Yankees game.
I still feel like the graphic that they're using.
Yeah.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Zach, can you spread that out on there? Is that easy to do?
Zach's really good at spreading the graphic. I saw him do it during the live stream. It was cool.
He did it earlier?
During the opening day live stream, he was spreading graphics and moving stuff.
Now, can you cut out the part where it's shows Judge and Stanton?
Yes.
That's a Blue Jays graphic. If I showed that to a stranger and said, which team do you think made this graphic, the Yankees or the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
They 9 out of 10, because one person would be like, you're tricking me here, so I'm going to say the opposite of what the actual answer
nine
is.
9 out of 10 might be high.
I'm at it. Like, come on now. You're using Blue Jays colors.
9 out of 10 feels high.
That blue has never been associated with the Yankees because it's the Blue Jays color.
The numbers being being blue numbers and not pinstripes feels like a disgusting miss. I'm someone that doesn't have a good eye for things of this nature, but going a blank Blue Jays blue. That's the most Blue Jay blue on the page with the numbers.
Yeah.
When you're the New York Yankees at home, one of the more famous uniforms in sports, the pinstripes.
Yeah. I also don't think that's like the Yankees number font that they use on their jerseys.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is. I can read it, though. So, baby steps.
Yeah. The lineup. Obviously, the big change is Gallo isn't playing. Goes 2-for-3 yesterday. So, absolutely, why would he play today? The other big move is Hicks is playing, but he's in left field. And Judge plays center over Hicks.
Yeah.
That's a gosh dang development, Jake.
Yeah.
That's one step closer to Hicks not being on the team. Because if Hicks isn't your center fielder, then why is he on the team? What's he around for? Nothing.
I guess I was a little rowdy on it, but now that I see... if you told me that they were going to bench Joey Gallo this game, which they clearly decided. Ooh, good tweet from Joe's McFly. I love the Yankees. I was pretty mad about this at first, because you're right. In my head, you basically just admitted Aaron Judge is better in center than Aaron Hicks is. But what this is that Aaron Hicks can play and has played left field for the Yankees. Judge has never done that, right?
No.
So I guess I kind of was where you were.
They're saying left field is harder than center field? Is that what they're saying?
I think they believe Yankees left field is different. Judge has played center field. He's never played left. And if your options are Stanton, if it comes down to Stanton or Hicks in left and right, then you put Stanton in right because there's a lot less terrain to cover.
But
I very much see what you're saying. Like if Stanton was playing, I think... And this is, we're just guessing. It's still early in the season.
I mean, they started Stanton they didn't start him. They started him in left field last year.
Right. I guess if Joey Gallo was playing outfield this game, it would be Gallo in left, Judge in right, Hicks in center.
Sure.
But.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who's the starting outfielder on the New York Yankees?
Who's the starting outfielder?
Who's the starting center fielder on the New York Yankees?
Aaron Hicks.
He's playing left field.
Right.
Starting center fielder on a team, no one starts at center over him.
Right. Who's the first baseman on the Yankees?
Rizzo.
Where's he playing?
First baseman. Oh, well, but Rizzo's not playing.
He's DHing.
But yes, but that happens. If Hicks was to DH, someone plays center. This guy's DH, and then someone plays a position. If a center fielder is playing in the field, and he's your starting center fielder, he starts in center field.
So you'd be more comfortable if Judge was in right and Stan was in left?
It would be more normal. I think this is a sign. I think they're one step closer to easing Hicks out. If you admit that you're going to play Judge in center over Hicks, then what is his value?
I think they're not admitting that. I think they're admitting they'd rather have Hicks in left instead of Stan.
I agree with that, but
what
then...
What they're saying with this
but
outfield...
But then Hicks is no longer special.
What he's not. Right. What they're saying with this lineup is they think Hicks, Judge, Stanton is a better outfielder than Stanton, Hicks, Judge.
Yes, so there's an issue here.
Has been.
I know, but this is them, like, trying to fix the own issue they created.
I guess I would, if the lineup came out and Stanton was in left and Judge was in right, I think I'd be saying I'd rather put Hicks or Judge in left field than have Stanton in left field, because I do think he can't cover ground, and there's a ton of ground in left field.
I understand that aspect, but I don't think it fully negates the fact that Hicks isn't the starting center fielder because Judge is starting over him in center field.
Dude, maybe. I mean, everything we're both saying is right. Like, there's very little.
Yeah, I don't really think what we're saying is countering each other.
There's zero, contradicting thing. It's just Aaron Judge has never played left field, so the Yankees wouldn't put him in that position.
Yeah.
And the better defensive outfield is Hicks in left, Judge in center, Stanton in right, then Stanton in left.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't think we're countering each other. Yeah. My point is that if Hicks isn't the premier center fielder to where, like, Kiermaier's not playing, someone in the chat says, Kiermaier's not just playing another position.
I wouldn't bring the Rays into this.
I'm just saying, this kind of lessens Hicks' worth.
I mean, the counter to that would be that the Yankees are trying to show other teams that Aaron Hicks can play other outfield positions.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
And then Gallo sitting is
atrocious.
More of the same, more of the bad, got my heart sinking, been here before.
It's the pre-planned Yankees. Aaron Boone's been ranting and raving to the media about how good Joey Gallo's at-bats have been because the results weren't there. The first night he has results, he is on the bench. This was pre-planned from probably mid-March. And it just feels so wrong. Again, Joey Gallo is in contract year. How much extension talk have we heard from about Joey Gallo? Zero. It's also for me the part that hurts is Joey Gallo came from the Texas Rangers where he was like by and far the best player. He was Joey Gallo. It was Joey Gallo and the Texas Rangers. They had banned. He's a former first-round pick. Like, putting Joey Gallo into the, all right, you're having a slow start, to, hey, Joey Gallo, nice game last night, to Joey Gallo, you're on the bench. Like, that may have never happened to him his entire life. And welcome to the Yankees.
Welcome to the Yankees. Well, Hicks is a switch hitter, so he can hit righty.
It's true.
I mean, that's like, honestly, we have a lefty on the bump in Kikuchi.
Yeah.
You say...
And Joey Gallo will be in this game.
Sure.
To pinch hit. Something that's never been a quantifiable skill in Major League Baseball. Basically.
The Yankees are the Yankees till they're not the Yankees. And it's frustrating. Anything else you care about? I mean, Higgy catches, Glaber's at second, DJ's at first. First time DJ's playing first, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a what to watch for?
In the game. I will say this. Blue Jays are running out an all-righty lineup tonight against Nestor. Springer, Bichette, Vlad, Teoscar, Gurriel, Kirk, Chapman, Espinal, and Tyler Heineman. Heine.
One in Rome.
I think that's a friend of Plouffe, right?
Yeah.
What am I watching out for tonight? I'll be honest. It wasn't Jack Curry's what to watch for last night. I think I'm going with IKF. You know, sometimes we said we hate lazy what to watch for, but IKF saw the bench last night.
Yep.
After a bleh Boston series, to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Going up against Yusei Kikuchi, a pitcher that he has history with.
Yusei.
Because he was in the same division as him before Yusei came over to Toronto. So, tonight's a big one for IKF. That's a big one. Do you have a what to watch for?
I was going to specifically say IKF's first at bat. But
I do have another one if you need it. Let me know.
No, I want to hear your other one.
IKF, by the way, 3-for-7 against Yusei. So.
What were the three hits?
They were three singles.
Nice.
The other thing would be a first inning run or first inning offense.
Score first.
Ish. I need a hit in the first inning. Like, after just how bad the bats looked last night, you need a hit to be like, whew, it It's in our rear view, kind of like we were talking about. How's your soda?
We'll get there. Okay. You want this?
Yeah. How'd it get over there?
I don't know. Yanks need to score first, and then...
Is that your what to watch for?
No.
Or is this just a tangent? Is
no, this your tangent no, to watch no, for? No. I'd like Nestor to get funky on Boba Sheer.
Oh.
Bo takes those huge swings.
Yeah.
And I think he's a prime get funky candidate.
Okay.
With some stop motion, some stop and go, some quick pitching. I got Bo as my guy that's like, I fucking hate this guy.
Boba shit.
I want someone to Alec bomb their way out of the box and say, I fucking hate this guy about Nestor.
Okay.
Like they're just like, play normal baseball. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Pour me a drink.
Okay.
Good job by me. Good job by you. Good job by Zach as well.
Zach, what are you watching tonight?
The Yankees.
Ooh.
Makes me feel a little blue. You know?
Yes. Pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory.
Nestor probably goes five shutty.
Mm-hmm.
Punches out four. Mm. Induces. Hey, Zach, what's 5 times 3 minus 4?
5 times 3 is 15 minus 4, 11.
11 ground ball outs. Whoa. One to Judge in center who throws out a Blue Jays runner who won't be named at first base. A hot shot up the middle.
Wait for premonitions later in the show.
Yeah. And then they have the whole bullpen available.
Yeah, they went King Marinaccio last night, which kind of reset things.
King's out. I think Clark is still out.
Yes.
Everyone else is available. It's a righty-heavy lineup. So expect to see... Yes?
I know the first guy out of the bullpen.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-o.
It is Miguel Castro.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I agree with you that it is Miguel Castro. And then they probably go sinker crew. Clay Holmes, Laza, Chapman for the win.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that whole thing. I mean, the only, the quote-unquote odd man out would be Wandy. But yeah, you know, I mean, you can... Castro, Clay, Chad, Johnny, and Chappie, you could get 5 pretty easily. And yeah. You have Nestor going 5 anyways.
Yeah, 5 shut. 11 ground balls, 4 strikeouts.
That shut piece.
Now, I am manifesting a win by drinking a celebratory banana split cream soda before the game.
Yeah.
This is how you create havoc and happiness.
Havoc.
Yes, fresh.
Ooh, it's fresh.
Oh, the pregame show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME when you buy tickets. Like I said yesterday, we're going to ditch this bitch. We aren't going to do the show anymore. SeatGeek said, you must do it. The people need to be informed. They sponsored it. So use that code or we're dead.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yankees Boinga just tweeted at us. Dan Canobio should teach Talking Jake how to fight prep for Wandy Peralta. And that's a really good video.
Yeah, that is a really good okay. video.
We'll have someone stand in and pretend to be Wandy.
Joe's.
I was thinking Sam.
Hmm. Interesting.
I was thinking Sam.
What do you get? What do you think about Kikuchi? He shut the Yankees down one time back in like 2019. Pine Tar Kid.
Hat
all over his
covered
hat.
Covered in material.
Goop show. That was so goopy. It was like dripping. Remember that? That was wild.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say.
Say it.
I mean, the Yankees should hit Yusei Kikuchi.
Okay. Okay.
Like.
Okay. All right.
Like what DH?
Yeah. You know who's got 2 home runs off Yusei Kikuchi in his career?
Who's that?
Aaron Judge.
Really?
Yes. He's 2-for-7 with 2 homers off of Yusei. You know, Joey Gallo, 2-for-7, 1 homer. Sitting. On the bench. Jose Trevino, 1-for-4, 1 homer. Higgy needs to have a good at-bat. 2-0 fastball yesterday, check swung. That was bad. Yeah. And then I think it was like 3-1, pop-up or something like that. So could use some good swings from Higster. You want to do the homer draft?
2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the homer draft. Crooked, 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 crooked ways. How many did we get yesterday?
No one homered yesterday. We kind of went not great picks on purpose. We were playing the schedule. And I believe I get first pick now.
With a little.
Yeah, if you turn on the TV, I can put it up there if that's easier for you.
I think.
Oh.
I think you have the first pick, Jimbo.
I sure do.
I don't know if we have the sheet marked for first picks anymore.
But I do have the first pick.
Okay.
We're honorable.
Yeah.
We're honorable people.
At this part of the season, we're honorable. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, midway through.
Huh?
Means well. We'll cut you.
Huh?
We'll cut you.
Judge, taking Judge.
Oh, because of the history.
Because of the history, one, and because he'll probably sit tomorrow. He's playing center field. He can play back-to-back games.
Got
playing center.
Booed last night.
Did he really get booed?
That's your first pick.
Did he really get booed? Did you hear it on the TV?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Like, when it happened, I was like, ooh, couple boo birds.
I don't really care that much, obviously, but I'm sick of the beat reporters, and Cuddy, who I like, did this and then deleted the tweet. Reporting boos when it's, like, three people.
Right.
Like, he reported that there was a fuck Altuve chant in the bleachers, and I guarantee you it was, like, 4 kids.
Right.
All screaming at the same time. And the beat reporters just know that that's going to get traction.
Get some clicks.
And get clicks. And then everyone's going to be like, look how, like, sometimes we were at the game one time last year.
Yeah.
And they reported that Judge got booed or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was literally 2 people.
Yeah.
That stood up and booed. And yeah. I was so dismayed by the reporters that tweeted it out. Because I'm like, dude, that's 2 kids.
Yeah. No, I thought last night, everything considered, the Yankees' awful game, the Yankees doing a press conference before the start of the season because of Judge's extension, to basically turn the crowd against him, I thought it was noteworthy. Like when he...
It's just a bad game. Like every at-bat should have been booed.
Exactly. Exactly. I did think it was noteworthy. Great pick, dude. He hits homers. With a little... Josh Donaldson...
JD, some people say.
The bringer of rain. I wonder if he's got stats versus Kikuchi.
My grandma is a self-proclaimed weather witch.
Yeah.
Maybe her and JD will get along. She's usually trying to keep the rain. Fuck.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Ooh, Donaldson hasn't seen him. I think he's going to like what he sees. Can you put red lights on me? Josh Donaldson will be my first pick. Let's go with, oh, wait, Stanton's playing.
Yeah.
He's playing the outfield, which he likes to do.
Yep.
And he kills lefties.
Yep.
Donaldson and Stanton.
Good picks, Jake.
I felt good about that. I was nervous for a second.
Damn, some good picks, Jakey boy.
Okay.
Who should I pick next?
You have one more pick.
And who do you think I should go with?
Marwin.
Not playing.
yet.
I can go with Rizzo. I can go with Glaber. And go with Hicks.
Ooh.
Now, if I get a Hicks homer, does it count for two?
No.
Zach?
No.
Never catch a break.
What was that?
What? I go Higgy.
Okay. Big series. Four games.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm taking it back. I'm going to go Glaber.
Higgy's out.
Let me look up one thing.
Oh, God.
Because it, there's a rhythm and a reason to it, an emotion in the ocean. Kikuchi in my head is a lot of off-speed junk, not a fastball pitcher. Therefore, I believe. I'll stick with Higgy.
Staying with Higgy.
Staying with
Higgy. Locked in.
Locked it in.
What do you think the over-under is for this game?
Oh, last time BBD put it up. And we didn't get to do the guessing part, which is my favorite part of the over-under.
It's 9, right?
Nestor. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they teased a 9.5 to juice the line because they don't think, they think the public.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They think the public doesn't like Nestor. Like, they think the public will fade both these pitchers or whatever. So they're going to amp it up a little bit. I think it's 9. I'm going to guess it's 9. What is it? Oh, do you know?
Loading.
With a little
wait.
Passion.
Yeah.
Do you have Higgy on the sheet for me?
Put Higgy on the sheet. No. You said you wanted Glaber, right?
He switched back.
And I took Glaber yesterday, so I couldn't even have done that.
So illegal.
Okay.
So.
And who did you take?
An illegal wrong pick. I took Donaldson and Stanton.
Over-under is 9.5.
I should have went with my gut on it. I'm going to take the underdog. Yankees don't hit. And Nestor's going to rock the Blue Jays world.
I think the under is accurate. Yankees have their good bullpen available. It's been all Rizzo and Stanton up until this point. I think the Yankees strike. This is one of the, again, there's going to be some similar vibes to last year. I think the Yankees go up 2-0, 3-0 early. Blue Jays maybe make it 3-1, 3-2, and we finish right around there.
Under it is.
Under.
Do you have a premonition?
I got it right yesterday. You got it wrong.
The over-under?
Yeah.
It's true. I had faith in the Yankees and you didn't. That's how I saw some people looking at it. I saw a lot of people yesterday's video. Faithless Jake. Nonstop
you ever
comments.
Feel like you're in a yellow submarine?
No. This feels green.
Kermit the Frog here.
You
have any premos for this game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I got an awkward ball in the gap communication between it's either Judge and Hicks or it's Judge and Stanton. Like a kind of like it hits the wall and they don't know who should take it to throw it in.
Okay.
And then they kind of talk it out afterwards. Splits them. And then it's kind of like both hesitant to pick it up and throw it in.
Ooh.
You just have one?
This is a weird one.
Move like a bug.
What could it be?
I've got a really big DJ LeMahieu smile.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
Uh,
Like the biggest smile we've seen DJ LeMahieu have.
How big is that? Look into the camera and do it. No, that's not a smile. You don't look happy. You look so pained and tortured.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable for him.
Okay.
I think it's like Vlad gets on base at first and like says something really funny to DJ.
Maybe they bump butts by accident or something like that.
But it's a big smile. So, looking forward to it.
Go back to back. Belly to belly.